Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, y'all. This is Houseguest, and I am your host, Kenzie Elizabeth. Think a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie in her 20s. We talk all about life, relationships, navigating your 20s, closing out the bars, or waking up at 5 a.m., depending on our vibe that week. Ultimately, living our best lives and figuring it out along the way. So come hang out. Sometimes I have guests on who do really cool things, some of my best friends, or it's just me and my house that I spend way too much time in. So let's get into the show. Happy New Year, y'all. I hope you guys are having a fabulous week, and I hope you guys had a great holiday season. The fact that the holidays are over is so heartbreaking to me, but I am actually a weirdo who loves January. Like, I feel like I'm constantly setting goals and doing this kind of stuff throughout the year anyways. I'm an Enneagram 3. I'm just that kind of personality, but I do like a fresh start in the year, okay? With that being said, I'm absolutely heartbroken that I had to just put away all my Christmas decor. And if you guys followed me on Instagram this year, or TikTok, or YouTube, or anything, you know how I felt about my tree. And also, I made it my entire personality. So now I have to find a new personality trait, and I think it's going to be gardening. I've been setting up my new garden at my house, so I think it's going to be okay. Like, I think I'm going to be fine. It'll come as a shock to absolutely no one that I already have all my Christmas decor planned out for next year. Like, I'm going even bigger, okay? And we're going to do it all of October, and I'll upload it all November 1st for you guys, okay? Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. You know what I mean? Today's episode, I think, is one that y'all will really enjoy, especially in the month of January. So I have two friends on the show, Nicole and Alexis. They are the founders of Operate Hours, which is a canned espresso martini. They're incredible. I said before on the episode, I actually think I shared my wrong favorite. I love them all, but I think I like the classic the most, okay? They're very, very good. If you're a host, they're also amazing, but they're great as like a pregame drink too, like a drink when you're getting ready, whatever. I think I have a code. We say it at the end of the episode, but I'm pretty sure it's Kenzie. I don't think I have a code. I know I have a code. I think the code is Kenzie. We'll have it on our Instagram regardless if you guys want to try it out. But they are the queens of routine. They're up at workouts every single morning at 5 a.m. And if you guys would have seen the schedule of like their first year of business, it's so crazy that they were able to do it all. So I wanted to have them on today's episode to talk all about routines, habits, just kind of like setting yourself up for success. I think you guys are really going to enjoy this episode. I'm actually waking up every morning, 5 days a week. Okay, guys, not every morning. 5 days a week at 5 a.m. on my TikTok, and I'm vlogging every single morning, so I have some sort of accountability. If you guys are interested, it's Kenzie the Texan. But yeah, without further ado, let's get into the episode. Okay, I'm so glad to have, you know, my 5 a.m. girlies on the
5
show.
5 a.m. girlies.
You guys have the craziest routines, and this is the perfect episode to talk about them on. Well, first off, can you introduce yourselves only because so they can like know what voice is what?
So I'm Nicole and I'm Alexis and we are the founders of Operate Hours Espresso Martinis.
These lovely guys.
Cheers.
If you're watching.
That was very like Mary-Kate and Ashley, you know?
We're very like denim twins today. And you as well.
Yes. Well, I did match you guys on purpose, but
I love that.
Yeah, the denim
espresso martini queen.
Exactly. Like, I'm just trying my best, you know? Okay, so, like, if people are listening and they're in the new year and they're motivated and they're like, I'm going to get into my routine. Like, first off, share y'all's routine because it really is crazy.
I mean, that's honestly the number one question we get even in our DMs. Like, you guys are crazy 5 a.m. girls. Why, how, and when did this start? And honestly, Alexis is the one who got me into getting up early. And she kind of started during like quarantine.
Yeah, I started doing COVID. Yeah. Just like made a goal to myself to really wake up at like 4:55, 4:50 and like make my 5 a.m. workout.
How do you make it when you wake up at that point?
I know. Well, I rush. I mean, I only work out at places that are like less than 5 minutes away.
Okay.
But Alexis is the one who got me into it. So she was like, if I can do it, like you can do it. I used to be someone pre like 2020 who would only work out after work. Like I could not even wake up in the morning. I was rushing to work. I was in the PR world. Both of us were. And like I would rush in my day. And waking up early, once I tried it once, I told myself I was going to do it for a week. And I was super disciplined about it. And it was almost just like a high addiction because once you get up and have the entire morning to yourself, you're like, I'm invincible. Like I had 5 hours to myself and my day is just getting started. And honestly, that's why we both do it. We love just having the mornings, especially
it's like a me time thing.
Yeah. Especially owning your own business. Even if you don't own your own business, I would still honestly recommend like even doesn't have to be 5 a.m., but like even 6 a.m., you don't even have to work out in the morning, but just giving yourself time in the morning to ease into your day, whether it's like drinking your coffee, journaling, doing a meditation, like whatever,
reading a book,
whatever it is for you, just having like a couple hours before you have to open your laptop and get started or before you have to be somewhere is a game changer. It's completely changed my mindset.
For sure.
It really is life changing. Like that is the number one thing I'd recommend to anyone in 2024 is to just give yourself time in the morning. Whatever time you wake up, set your clock back an hour and a half today. Then next month, set it back like 2 hours and just like work to wake up that early. Or it doesn't have to be every day, but even if you have a busy day, try to get up at 5 a.m. and like see how your day, like you run your day versus your day.
Right. Yeah. Now. I mean, of course you're going to be tired at first. I mean, I'm still tired and I wake up at 4:50. But
that's where you start an espresso martini.
Yeah, that's why we have espresso martinis. But I mean, you're going to be tired, but just get to it and work out, do whatever you need to do. And then you're going to feel so much better throughout the day.
Waking up at 4:50, like crazy. What time do you go to bed?
I usually go to bed around 9 or 10 p.m. because I'm so exhausted from waking up that early that like I get home and I'm like, oh my God, I could go to bed at 8 p.m., but I'm not going to like be that extreme.
I go wake up currently between like 6 and 6:30. I am a morning
person. Yeah, I feel
person.
Like you're a morning you person. Early.
I am, but 5 a.m. is just a whole new beast. And I'm trying to be there, like, especially, you know, with my new sauna and like cold plunge that's coming, God willing. Yeah. So I'm really just picturing myself in that like 5 a.m. era. And I have gone through phases where I'm doing 5 a.m., but like 6 is just so much easier. It
yeah,
really
100%.
Is the 5 a.m. hour. And listen, like I will go to, I'm in bed at 9 p.m. like every night and still. So like the alarm hits.
Oof.
What, first off, do you use a phone alarm? Do you have a hatch or store?
Like, she has a hatch, but I use a phone alarm, which is bad.
And do
bad.
You have like the alert?
Yes. Oh, and it's like traumatizing because first of all, the sound is horrible. And then I will subconsciously turn it off because I set my alarm really for like 4:15, 4:30. And then once it hits like 4:45, I'm like, got to get up and go.
Do you have your stuff laid out the night before?
I do.
I don't. I literally go to my closet, I pick things out, I rush, and then get out the door.
So before this, we got here, we were actually in the car talking, and we were like, we need to have better night routines, because we always talk about our morning routine, and I think we've both nailed the morning routine. I could perfect it a little more, and I can talk about that in a second, but night routine is something that is always chaotic for me. One, in the past like 2 months, I've tried to prioritize like actually getting 7 hours of sleep. So going to bed at a decent time.
That's when you go to bed. Like, I don't even know this.
Sometimes like 11 and my
criminal
ass is getting
kidding.
Up at like 4:30. I don't
I've been
know
watching
how.
Grey's Anatomy lately again. So I've been going to sleep a little bit later.
That
but
will kill you. It really
I know.
Will.
It's like I can't end it. I've seen it 10 times, but can't end it.
I know. And my Gilmore Girls.
I'm rewatching
it's just,
right
it's
now.
It's the time of year.
It is. Wait, so let's go into night routines. I actually had a very similar experience because I've always been a morning routine person. Like, I know I'm saying all this, but like, you know, I'm not waking up at 5. So there is a difference.
Right.
But I felt the same way. And then I really perfected, back when I was living in my townhouse, I had a great night routine. And I will say, it absolutely killed my social life. Okay. Because never wanted to leave. I had an amazing night routine. Why would I? And I was so specific. And that was when I was getting really into cooking. And I had the whole thing and I was obsessed with it.
I mean, something like meditation. I mean, I do meditation every Sunday and that's kind of my night routine.
Do you do it alone or do you go to class?
I do it in a class. I go to Breathe and I do a sound bath every Sunday. But for
Can you explain a sound bath to me? Like, I want to do it.
So basically, it's 30 minutes. You go and you sit there or you lay there in the dark and they do these sound baths, like sound bowls. You've seen them on Instagram, of course. But it's just so relaxing and like you really get out of your head. Sometimes I fall asleep. Sometimes I'm like half asleep. But it's just something to restart your week.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to start doing these.
Yeah. I love them.
Honestly need to get back.
It's very relaxing and just like a form of meditation that really just like escalates your meditation process. I am just looking for something like obviously I do my skincare and then like literally my night routine right now is that I'm tired, do my skincare routine, and then go to bed. But I want something like more like meditation or like, do I read a book? Do I listen to a podcast? Do I do something? Like something like I do in the mornings already.
Yeah.
No, so what is the answer? Somebody tell us.
I think whenever I have like my quote unquote night routine, it helps me like wake up in a better like mindset in the morning or it's easier for me to get up at 5 a.m. than it is when I don't do a night routine, just because I'm like prepping for my day. Like I look at my calendar, I'm like, okay, I have this meeting at 8. So like, I really need to be like on top of it in the morning or like, oh, I can, you know, kind of like coast into my day. I don't have anything until 9. So I have time to like read a book after my workout and like, or I have time to like run and do a sauna or an ice bath or something else that, so it helps me like plug and play my morning versus just like waking up and like sprinting to my car and heading straight to the gym.
Yeah, that's exactly like you lay out your clothes. I need to be better about that because I'm literally just like picking
out
whatever
my clothes,
outfit.
Look at my calendar, drinking my tea. Mm-hmm. I'm a big tea girl now.
What tea are you drinking?
Peppermint tea all the way.
I have peppermint. Some. That's good for like bloating, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Love peppermint
tea. I used to drink hot water and lemon in the mornings just to like or get my day started, but I feel like that's more of a nighttime routine.
People do it in the morning and I was doing it too, but it's really bad for your teeth. So like I don't know
lemon
the in between.
Is bad for you. Yeah.
I put like lemon, like the fresh squeezed lemon juice in my peppermint tea.
Oh.
At night.
So peppermint and lemon?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. No, I like that. I'm going to try it tonight.
Or like whatever tea
whatever
I do.
You like, I usually like so I'm
there.
Sure the
no like I'm sure will, I love that.
I'm sure I love that, but like lemon and peppermint don't usually go, but
it's refreshing.
Okay.
I'm all about building habits and making my life easier. I don't want to overcomplicate things. I want a habit stack. I want to have basically the most optimized like routine that I can have without it being too overwhelming. So I've been drinking AG1 actually for years, okay? I've been drinking them on and off for years. Like I'll get out of the habit of it and I'll notice it. I feel a little bit like more sluggish and just not my best. But when I'm drinking AG1, I feel a lot like stronger and just more energized. But the other thing I love about AG1 is that when I wake up in the morning, like the first thing I go to is coffee. And now that I'm back on my AG1 routine, because you're not supposed to like drink coffee immediately when you wake up, the first thing I do is I make my cup of AG1 and I genuinely really enjoy it. And then I have my coffee later. So it's helped me make myself, like force myself to drink coffee later. But more than that, like it just makes me, I don't know, I have like more confidence almost throughout the day because I know that I'm taking care of myself. Not only does AG1 deliver my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics and more, but it's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple, okay? It's just one scoop, mix it in water once a day, every day. I have it like right where my coffee machine is. So in the morning, I'm like so used to just like walking up there immediately. So I just have it all ready and set to go. I also have a lot of travel packs, which come in handy because I do travel quite a bit. And I travel like throughout the week for work. And when I'm traveling throughout the week for work, I really want to stay in my routine. So that just makes it even easier. I've tried a lot of supplements just like over the year. And sometimes there's like a lot of them and you're mixing them and it's just too much. And it just like isn't that efficient. And it's really not always that effective. That is why AG1 for me has been such a game changer. It literally takes 60 seconds and it replaces my multivitamin, my pre and probiotic, and my supplements to support energy and focus, which makes it easy to maintain the daily habit. Not only is AG1 so good for you, but they've made it so easy to implement it in your life and make a habit that sticks. So if y'all want to take ownership of your health this year, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/houseguest. That is drinkag1.com/houseguest. Check it out, guys. I'm so passionate about AG1. Like, I really, really, really love it. And if y'all are trying to do something in the new year and just implement healthier habits, I really cannot recommend it enough. It replaces so many things. It's all in one and it's so much easier. And for me personally, it's like the only supplements and like habits that I've really been able to stick with long term. And they're just the easiest. It's the best. I'm obsessed. So again, that is drinkag1.com/.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
House guest. Let's go through and give a very detailed, each of us, give their very detailed morning routine.
Perfect.
Okay, so my 5 a.m. morning routine is that I wake up at 4:40, 4:45, like I said, and grab clothes, brush my teeth, do all the things, and then I run out the door. I don't work out anywhere that's less than 5 minutes away. I mean, if it's more than 5 minutes away, I mean, I'll wake up a little bit earlier. But then once I get home from my workout, I make my matcha. I either listen to a podcast or scroll through Instagram. It's really just my me time. I try to meditate, but it just depends on like what emails, like every day is kind of different towards it. But
I get up. So I set my hatch to start the sunrise, its own sunrise.
I need a hatch.
You need a hatch.
Someone send me a hatch.
Because when you wake up, I'll get you one for Christmas. Whenever you wake up, like, it's pitch black. So I need some like the sun to be rising, yeah, and the birds to be chirping. So it does that for me. So it starts kind of rising at like 4:20 usually.
It kind of feels like you're ascending into heaven.
Yeah. Like, it's amazing.
It's like, wake up.
Yes. And I'm like kind of already like Kenzie, wake up. Awake before my alarm goes off. So it's nice. But my alarm goes off at like 4:45. I've started setting it later. Because the later I set it, yeah, because then I just have to get up. Like, I don't have time to snooze.
Yeah.
Me giving myself time to snooze is a recipe for disaster. Because then I just, like, go back to sleep and then I wake up.
The snooze button is my
Yeah, it's flaw. My worst enemy. So, it's like, I let the hatch, like, slow roll me into the morning, set my alarm, and then I'm, like, hopping out of bed. I'm always running, like, late or right on time. That's one of my goals of this year is to make sure I'm actually, like, on time to my 5 a.m.s because I feel like people think we walk into the room like, oh, all sunshiny, like chirpy. Like, I'm like, is my sports bra on inside out? No. Like, I don't know. Like,
mine was the other day and it was traumatizing.
Yeah. And I'm like chugging pre-workout on the way. But get to the gym, come home. If I have time, like if I don't have a crazy day, I'll do like a 5-minute journal, some sort of journaling. I'll read like not a book, but I like The Daily Stoic. Mm-hmm. And then there's this book, someone who I work out with, he recommended. It's called Firelighters. And it's just kind of like a one pager, like challenge of the day or like something to think about of the day that's motivating.
They're both like non-religious devotionals.
Yes.
It's basically what they are.
Essentially exactly. That. And yeah. It's so helpful because it kind of gives you like an intention for the day and like kind of gives you just like a good little like mindset. And then I'll go into like showering, getting ready. Again, if I have time, if I don't have like a crazy day, I'll like try to go cold plunge or sauna. I try to do that like a couple times a week. It's just like so hard when you're a girl mm-hmm. and
yeah.
you
yes.
wash your hair it and depends like, on the do hair your day. Makeup. Yeah, it just depends. But the days I do that, I feel like I took a shot of espresso and I can conquer mm-hmm. the world. It's literally yes. amazing.
I feel like yeah. I did drugs. Like after, oh, yeah. when I do like actual hot, cold therapy and I leave, I don't even think Adderall could
it's
get
euphoric.
Me there. Like
no.
honestly, like,
no.
it yeah. is crazy. Like it feels like I could run for president
oh,
like
I love
15
it.
Times over.
I'm like, I'm the most productive human in the world right
yes.
now.
Yeah. And like, I did this all before 9 a.m.
Yeah, I'm like yeah. before 7. Yeah, like, exactly. It's funny.
No, there's
like,
definitely a superiority complex, but like you deserve it if you're waking up at yeah, 5 a.m. Right. You know what I mean?
It's like, yeah. like, hello, I am here now. I've done all of this. What have you done?
Exactly.
It really is amazing because you can literally get all of that done by like 7:30 in the morning. And then it's like, okay, then you shower, get ready. It's 8:30. Then you start like going into emails and you're
and
still
then you
like
start getting back to yourself.
Yeah. And then you're still doing
you finally wake up.
Yeah.
Like I've been up for 4 hours. Amazing. Yeah. But then you kind of go into your day. I actually start getting started around like 8:30, whether it's like what content do we need to do today? Or like if there's priority emails or something I didn't get to the night before, it's kind of like how I start. And then really start going into the day at like 9:30 as far as like just starting to work and getting our day started. Yeah.
My morning, here's my issue is that I'm like so loyal to my workout and I love my workout and I love my teacher and I won't change. And she does 8:30 and 8:30
oh,
Monday,
gotcha.
Friday, and then 7:30 Wednesday. So that is truly like
yeah.
the bane of my existence because I would love it to be 6:30 yeah. or 7:30.
So what do you do in between then?
So it just depends because sometimes I'll do 8:30 all week. Mm-hmm. And then like she said, Thursday, I'll do like hot Pilates early or whatever. Yeah. But my ideal morning routine, like what I will mine does change every day just because my workout changes mm-hmm. every day. So the time's different. But I wake up right now would be at like 6. That's going to change though because my sauna, as we're recording, this is going to be installed today. And this is going to be, by the time this is up, you guys have seen me post my sauna like 15 times. Probably 15,000, but I want to wake up and then cold plunge like immediately. That's like the first thing I do.
Do you have a cold plunge?
No, but I have a pool and gotcha. It's 33 it's degrees right now. So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
the same thing.
Cold plunge.
So, but I do want an actual cold plunge really bad.
Yeah.
So I want it like next to the sauna and I want, because eventually I'm not going to be able to use, it's 33 right now. I'm not going to be able to keep that up much longer, you know?
It's going to be a hot tub come summer.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a hot plunge.
It's a hot plunge. Literally, my pool was like 90 degrees all summer. Like, there's no way. So I will need a cold plunge. But start off with a cold plunge, then sauna. And I like to read a nonfiction book every morning.
Love
and
that.
I like to journal. I like to do
you're
like my...
such a nonfiction.
I'm such a nonfiction girl.
I'm
but I
nonfiction girl.
I go back and forth. Like, I'm nonfiction in the morning and I'm fiction at night. It just depends.
Okay.
And then I really like to do morning pages. So you like wake up. Really, you're supposed to do it like the first thing you do when you wake up. I don't normally don't actually do it that way, but you just journal for 3 pages straight, like pen to paper. You cannot take your pen off your paper.
I love that.
So even if you like sometimes I'm literally writing, I have nothing to write about. I don't know. But it pulls things out of you that you didn't even realize were like affecting you, bothering you. You were thinking about, you forgot something, like whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Really love that. At least more emails. Like, I've got to figure
and
that out.
And you're done with a lot of it.
Yeah, so then I at least have that.
You've conquered your day.
No, and then I can shower after my workout and then film or do whatever I need to do.
Okay, but what about hair days?
So I get a blowout once a week. I don't touch my hair after that.
Yeah.
Like, so I have mastered the art of working out, especially in a heated workout.
What day are your blowouts?
Typically Thursday or Friday. It just depends. But I got one Monday. It just depends because of everything that's going on. But I will put, like, throw it up in a because I weightlift mainly. So like normally I'm okay. But when I'm in like hot Pilates, I throw it up in a bun and I switch it like 3 or 4 times in class so it doesn't get creased. And I have like the silky ones. So then I leave.
That's amazing.
Though it really works because then I get out and I'm like actually fine and my hair isn't drenched. I also literally will take like anyone who's taken Pilates with me and like has like followed me somewhere is probably like this girl's crazy because I take the towel and I tuck it into my sports bra.
Oh my God, I love
it. So it doesn't get like my neck doesn't get like the sweat hair, into my hair.
Smart.
I have it down to a science because I also have extensions. It really dang
up. That's why I'm like, how do you do that?
Yeah,
it's amazing.
But in a sauna, I just throw it up and then like whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine. Being a girl is really like, we really have to plan
our workouts. It's like not if we're doing something hot, heated, I'm like, that's another hair wash day for me.
Yes.
But I need to do that. You've conquered it.
It took me like years of trial and I finally have perfected it.
I love it.
It's tough.
I get so wet. Yeah.
My extensions get so wet.
Yeah. Really. It's just not for me. Well, honestly, I'm impressed that you can work out at like 8 and do all of that before because I personally have tried to wake up and like start reading and start journaling. And then I just get so cozy and I'm like, do I need to work out today? Like, I'm already up. And then I'm already like,
that is so true. Happy. If I do that, I'm like cuddling with my dogs. Like, I'm not journaling. I'm not doing anything. I'm just like sitting there, just like not even looking at my phone. But if I could do that and like do like a 6 or 7 a.m., it would be like amazing.
Well, for me, it's the reason it's harder to do that is because I think it's easier when you have like my first tip when someone's like, how do you wake up early? It's like book an early morning workout class because you have to go.
Yeah.
So, normally like that is my preferred way, but it's just that like I don't really have a choice.
Right. I mean, it's honestly even more discipline that you get up like 3 hours before your workout. If it's at 8 or 9.
We're talking about like rushing over here. Like, we are sprinting.
But it's not 5 a.m. Like,
it's like the grocery store haul. Like grab my workout clothes and run. How fast can I get there type of thing. But that's amazing. I love that.
I mean, it's I don't know. It just depends. And my routines have changed. Like in college, I was a 5 a.m. girl. And I would go to training at 6. I had to wake up at 5
That's
to get
amazing.
There.
And That's then, impressive. Especially for a college girl. Like,
yeah, Pilates. Wow. I went to a weird college. I was like already working. Pilates at 7. And then I would go into my day. And I couldn't really do everything, you know? And then I would go get coffee somewhere and like read. And what I'm like a big read journal girl in the morning. It really sets my day apart. Speaking of, do you guys have good book recs or podcast recs? Nicole and I like send each other podcasts literally all the time.
I know. I love it. Obsessed with Ed Milet.
Obviously,
I swear, we love him.
He is easily the most talked about thing on this podcast. Like, entity thing.
I see him on Instagram stories every time I open up Instagram every morning.
Mm-hmm. Even other podcasts that I listen to, people always name drop him. I'm like, damn.
I literally told McGuire about him on the last podcast I recorded today. Like, yeah. It's all I talk about.
He's amazing. I love the podcast, even that he does by himself. The one that we were just sending back and forth is about like separation season. And I feel like this applies especially for like the new year. But I mean, it's something everyone is doing in the new year. Like everyone has their goals and they're not drinking and they're eating healthy and they're trying to be 5 a.m. girls and get up early or whatever it is. But just not only doing that in January, but continuing that through the year. And that's like what real discipline is, like in December, in November, in August, when everyone's like doing pool days, just like separating yourself and getting ahead in those times when people start slacking is like what is really going to set your year apart. Not doing it in January with everyone else. Because we were talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. We were like, January is just another month. Like we set ourselves up for success to where we still get up early. We're still working out every day. We're still like eating as healthy as possible. Like, yeah, we may have more holiday parties and like more late nights, but for the most part, we're staying disciplined. And that's just like the number one thing that will set your 2024 apart. And that's what I've learned from my Ed Milet. I love him.
Yeah. But I mean, a lot of people, I mean, they start in January and kind of end in January. But to your point, it's just like making sure you do that. I mean, spring break, holidays, all of that. It's really hard to stay disciplined, but you just need to make sure you stay on track.
Yeah.
I don't know for y'all what it is that makes you stay disciplined. I also can't talk right now. But for me, like I have really bad anxiety. So discipline, being disciplined and having routines helps so much.
Me too.
So when people ask like, how do you keep it past January? Like for me, I feel like on top of that, you just end up loving the feeling. Like, you get addicted to the 5 a.m.
I mean, to the endorphins, too. I mean, like, I have to have those endorphins or, like, and I have to wake up early. I mean, I don't wake up early every day. Don't get me wrong. Of course, I have those days where I sleep in or something. But I have to have those endorphins or, like, plan out my day or else I have anxiety throughout the whole day.
Yeah. I think I've gotten to the point where it's, like, it's almost harder. My days are harder when I, like, am not working out or not in my routine.
You can totally tell a difference. Like, when I'm in my routine,
like, it's harder to, like, take a rest day than it is to, like, get up and just run with, like, your workouts and just a day of routine. Like, I love routine. I'm addicted because that's literally the only way to combat anxiety and also just set your future self up for success. I love, like, when past Nicole helps future Nicole. Like, it's literally the best thing ever. But yeah, Ed Milet definitely is one of my favorite podcasts. We both love him and her.
Yeah, him and her. Mariana Hewitt, obviously.
The Blonde Files for Blonde like Files. My wellness girlies. I like drink the tea she talks about at night.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, Call Her Daddy when I'm like, just want to be like,
yeah.
just like off the rails.
No, it's fun to have, like, I feel like we, because we get up so early, like, we've had a full day by 3 p.m. So I feel like the 3 p.m. pick me up, like, sometimes I'll just listen to a podcast that's, like, not motivational. It's just, like, fun. And
oh,
yeah, like,
I have to.
Yeah, like, I need to, like, also incorporate, like, not, like, the hustle, yeah, like, just, like, something fun and, like, playful and, like
makes me laugh. Like, just, like, think differently. That's
to, like, still keep up that positive energy throughout the day without having to, like, force myself to be, like, super focused. And that's honestly what helps me stay motivated. I think if, like, you didn't incorporate some of those fun things throughout
the
day,
have to,
then you would be so burnt out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I listen to, like, in the morning, I listen to motivational, and then in the afternoon, I'll have more of the, like,
it's like a fun, your pick,
yeah, like a Caller Daddy or, like, a canceled podcast or something like that.
Yeah.
Another episode that I love and I think about all the time, and I have listened to it at least 3 times, Rob Dierdrick on The Skinny Confidential.
I did listen to that one.
He talks about his schedule when he goes into how, like, analytical they are with the schedule. I feel like that might actually give me more anxiety, but, like, I still want to know. But he said on the podcast that he's coming out with something to where, like, everyone can do this to their own life.
Yeah, like a
I'm waiting. Like a software.
Schedule. Yeah. Or a software. Yeah.
I bet he'll come out with it pretty soon.
Like, I need it now. I think about it every single day.
I know.
It is the most motivational podcast. Like, so practical. It's so interesting. Like, everything about it from, like, the business. Honestly, it's not even the business aspect of it because I love business and I'm so interested in it. But I feel like a lot of people who are just, like, public entrepreneurs, like, you can Google a lot of things about them, but you can't really find out, like, the intricacies of the, like, daily, like, disciplines. You know what I mean?
For sure.
And that was what was so interesting to me.
No, I love that. I think that's honestly one of my goals of 2024 is to just, like, optimize my time better because I feel like I have the mornings down, but it's just, like, how on that specific podcast they're talking about, like, meetings, like, your meetings don't have to be an hour long. They can be 30 minutes long. You don't have to meet with every single person in person. You can, like, have a call to just screen it. There's so many things that we do where we're not optimizing our time because, like, we think things are going to take longer than they actually should. And the more you optimize your time, the more time that, like, you give back to yourself or your family or friends. And, like, the more freedom you have to be social or just do more with business or whatever it is. But just optimizing your time. And, like, he basically was just saying, like, he runs his day and, like, knows exactly what he's doing. It's okay if it veers off. But just kind of having that flow is how he elevated himself. And I'm like, I feel like we have that flow in the morning, but just making sure we continue that throughout
the day.
Yeah.
I mean, he has, like, texted his wife every morning, like, ready to go. Like,
they love that.
I know. They have, like, quotes ready. Like,
it's beautiful.
It's really, it's so sunny. And it's like, honestly, if he wanted to, he would. Like, he just, everything he had to say was so impressive. And I'm like, it makes me want to, like, change everything about my life.
Yeah. I know.
You know?
For sure.
I know. And he did say, like, he wakes up and, like, meditates or just has, like, quiet time. Like, he sets, like, 30 minutes aside just to, like, let his brain run. It's kind of like the morning pages, which I actually love that idea.
I know. I want to do that.
It's really helpful. Or like a 5-minute like journal girly. Because I like to set like an intention for the day. Like these are the 3 things I need to get done, whether it's like personal mm-hmm. or work. But I love just letting your brain kind of run. So you get it. It's like mind dumping. You get out of the way and then you can move on with your day.
I love that.
But I feel like he is someone who obviously he's super streamlined and like super optimized. But he also is just really kind and like shows gratitude and a really positive person. I feel like sometimes you're around people who have this like crazy optimized lifestyle, but they're like robots.
Yes.
And like, okay, I don't want to lose like the human side of me because sometimes I get so like, if I miss this, like I'm going to have a terrible day or if I don't get my workout in or if I like don't write in my journal, I'm going to have a bad day. I'm like, no, the whole point of it is to like make sure you're there's wiggle room or like to grab
it's just like room for error. Yeah, I mean, it's not even error, it's just like you're a human being. Yeah, you don't have to do it every single day, but making sure like you're staying on track, like even if you do it 5 times a week, 3 times a week, like start slow and then build up to 7 days a week. I mean, my day off is Sunday, but I still do things that kind of mimic my routine, but like I'm not so strict about it.
Yeah, it's like a watered down version.
Exactly,
almost.
Exactly.
It reminds me of like when they always say like keep the main thing the main thing. Mm-hmm. Like I will, because I'm such an extreme person, I'm the first to become a robot. And like all of a sudden, like you haven't seen me in 3 weeks. And like, I don't want that because I want a life more than I want that. You know, and it's like I care more about the people in my life and like the relationships mm-hmm. and showing up for myself and showing up for my family, and my friends. So it is a really like fine line to walk. And I feel like that's why in January, it's really easy to feel like I know I'll get like really overwhelmed because mm-hmm. and I'm someone who is setting goals literally 24/7. And mm-hmm. like January isn't really any different for me because I'm always doing that stuff. I'm like an Enneagram 3 overachiever in every single personality test you can do. So it's not that different. But for some reason, every January, I will like get a little anxious. Because all of a sudden it feels like I have to like do everything right then and there. And then I become a robot. So I am trying to make sure that I'm optimizing my life to the best of the ability. But also I feel like you need to remember that you're optimizing your life so you're able to like show up in other areas.
Right.
You know?
It just betters your life as well.
Yeah. Totally.
I mean, it's not like only about just your routine. And obviously like we want to stick to it. But like the end goal is just like bettering yourself and bettering your mental health. Making sure you're not having anxiety. Like all of that, like healthy mind, healthy body, all of that. But I mean, skipping your routine isn't like gonna end.
Yeah. And I think like a good thing for January to think about, because we always talk about like New Year's resolutions and you look at the year as a whole and you have like all these things to accomplish and like all these things on your vision board, which we all do.
Love a vision board.
But it's good to break up your year like in January so it doesn't overwhelm you. I feel like even with mm-hmm. business, we do it where it's like, okay, like what are Q1 goals? Like we want to have like event like on these days, like how do we backtrack, like what days do we need to start, and you just kind of start breaking it down and it seems less scary. But as long as you like throw in like each quarter like these, it's kind of having like a new year every quarter, like you kind of mm-hmm. like these next three months, like if I didn't accomplish that last month, like that's gonna be like my main thing for this month. And it's easier to set yourself up for success when you like break it down and don't look at things like I have to accomplish all these things and I have no idea like where to get there and like where I'm going to start. It's so much easier to like have like this 2024 mindset of like I'm having a new year like every quarter. Like I'm going in this next 3 months and like these are my main goals. And like it's kind of that like if I didn't sleep well or I want to get back to sleeping or like, oh, I've been not waking up as early. Like I want to get back to that. And it's kind of just like adjusting slowly. And I feel like that's what's really helped me stay disciplined for a full year versus just giving up like after like come Valentine's Day, I'm eating like chocolates and drinking espresso martinis. Like it's just like,
I mean, I drink espresso martinis every day, but yes, you're right.
Let's talk my favorite topic, which is Macy's on 34th. I actually already have a tab open right now. Because I was actually buying some things the other day and I never close out of my tabs on my laptop apparently, but I'm going to go through some of my favorites. So my favorite pants ever are the women's Hole On wide leg pants.
created for Macy's. I have them in blue and black in a size small, definitely size down. I'm normally a size medium. I got them in a size small. Love those. Then they have this really cute like pink fur jacket. They have pink corduroy pants. I mean, they just have the best stuff. So if y'all are unfamiliar, Macy's all new brand On 34th was designed for and with women like you. Made for your body, your style, and whatever your day has in store. Each piece is designed to mix and match seamlessly with everything in your closet. You need a blazer to go from work to after-hour drinks, pants with the perfect amount of stretch, a statement skirt with sequins, then On 34th is your new go-to. Let's be real, sometimes just things get so busy that planning your outfit around your day can get overwhelming. It's just like another thing to add to the to-do list. When you're already overwhelmed, you're already tired, especially this time of year, it gets so crazy. So I cannot recommend checking out Macy's.com to shop On 34th now. They have the cutest stuff at the best prices. And I can only imagine their prices for Black Friday are going to be crazy. They have an early Black Friday sale right now. And I'm looking at this stuff and it's actually unreal. They have beautiful coats. They have cute little like pantsuit looking things. They have great blouses. They have a really cute like tweed dress. Guys, you have to just check them out, okay? So go to Macy's.com to shop On 34th now. Again, that is Macy's.com to shop On 34th now. Not to bring up Ed Mylett again, but this entire podcast is like, and I mean the show as a whole is literally like an ode to Ed Mylett. He does that with his days. Like he breaks them up. He has like 4-hour shifts, I think, early in the morning. So he's like, the way he structures his days is that he lives basically 3 days in one. Mm-hmm. But like one of the shifts of his days is like family time. And you know what I mean? Like he's always like, he's just very like smart and intentional. I feel like a lot of this too is just getting ahead of it. So you're not letting like life just like run by you.
Yeah.
You know? And you have like some sort of control.
Exactly. Exactly.
So when it comes to like optimizing your life, what are things that you guys have changed like business-wise or maybe habits and routines you guys have within the business since starting it?
Since starting it, I mean, just like making sure we're working together, like working out together, creating plans, making sure we have like weekly meetings, all of that. Obviously, we worked together in the past. So how we met was we worked at a PR agency together and then we started working out together once we like quit our jobs. And then we came up with the idea during quarantine. So really just making sure once we started the business to be aligned together and
I think when we first started it was just kind of like learning by doing, which was great, but we were kind of just like putting things out there and like seeing what really worked for us. And I think that's with like any business, like you kind of have to find like what works and like what people gravitate towards. So we did a lot like our first year, like we almost like too much. Like we were doing tastings, events. We were at every dinner, every happy hour.
Guys, there was, and I promise you, there was no one doing like at more places showing up. Like seriously, you guys were everywhere. It was so impressive.
It was like really wild.
Every time I would see you, I'm like, I just don't know how like you guys are surviving. Because you were also doing the 5 a.m. morning routine.
We really wore ourselves out. So that's how we knew we needed to delegate to our team members. I mean, this is our baby. So we're like, we need to be everywhere at all times, doing everything at all times. But I think we realized throughout the year, because this is our first year, just that we can delegate. And I think that's hard for entrepreneurs sometimes. It's like you're so invested in like this is your child, but it's like it's okay to let things go.
Yeah. And I think like another reason why I keep saying like optimizing my time or our time is just because we said yes to everything. And then now there's like a power in no and like prioritizing
what's important.
That's one
of my New Year's resolutions. Saying no.
I feel like I've really incorporated no
in all elements.
Everything. Just say no.
Honestly, if you say no in your personal life, then that gives you more time in like every other aspect of your life. But obviously there's a balance because you still need to be out there. But just say no, optimizing your time, like what's really important and just realizing what we need to do and like kind of planning in advance. Like we were saying yes to everything because it was important. Mm-hmm. And this,
I even think, like the last minute things that were like the day of or the day before, it's like, hey, can you do this? And we would always say yes.
We would scramble to figure it out.
And if it's worth it, obviously we would do it. But we would do just random things just because we were just like, we're hustlers. And we're like, okay, let's do it. Like, this is an opportunity. Might as well. But like, it's okay to say no, even if like, it's not the right fit. We would do things where it just didn't make sense.
How do you know what you should say no to?
I think just learning throughout, like, your journey. We realized, you know, some things didn't work as much as others. And of a lot of stuff, like doing like espresso martinis at 7 a.m. at workout studios, like that didn't work. Like, people don't want to drink espresso martinis at 7 a.m. So a lot of gyms were asking us to do that. And we had to shift gears and, you know, say no, because it was just like, wasn't working out for us. Obviously, getting our brand out there was important to us, but like, maybe it's like selling hats or selling merch or like giving merch away instead of handing out espresso martinis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for business. I think personally, we both really struggle with saying no. I really struggled with saying no. I thought
let's
I
go to
said
happy
no,
hour.
And I
okay.
realized I never
twist my
did.
Arm.
And I honestly got like this summer, I was getting so sick. Like, I was getting like a sinus infection or a fever. Like, I was sick like a lot this summer.
I was like, you need to go get checked out.
Yeah, I was like, it's literally this summer. And my doctor was like, we need to do blood work. Like, are you okay? And it was literally just because I was like so exhausted. Like, that's why I was making myself sick. And like, my body was like, you need to stop saying yes and start saying no. Please say no more. But I feel like it's just back to the wellness, like listening to your body. And like, if you're really exhausted, then like, it's okay to like not go to that event. Like, there's things I've said no to, there's been better opportunities. Like, and then I get to say yes to the things that actually matter, which makes it more meaningful. Mm-hmm. And I'm fully there when I'm with my friends, or I'm fully there when we're at this event, versus saying yes to everything and my mind is like halfway in and halfway out. Yeah. So I feel like it's just like learning how your body works and like when you need to cut off saying yes to things and when you need to cut off like not going on that trip or not going to that event, because we all get asked to do 1,000 things and we're all going to be run down if we keep saying yes.
So let's talk a little bit about the business. Ooh, how's it going,
ladies? Espresso Martinis. It's going amazing. I mean, this is our first year. So
you guys are still in the first year.
We're still in the first year, which is crazy.
Wow.
But I know it seems like a lot longer because we launched our Instagram before we actually launched our product. Yeah. So a lot of people think we've been around a lot longer than we have. But I mean, we launched our Instagram, 6 months before we launched. But
I think it's also because you guys literally worked so hard and you guys were literally everywhere. I think that's what it is.
We were pushing it. I mean, we still are pushing it, obviously. But yes, first year, amazing. I think our biggest accomplishment of 2023 was getting into grocery stores, because when we were thinking of this idea in the first place, we were like, we want to be in grocery stores. We want to be in Tom Thumb, Albertsons, all of that, Whole Foods, Central Market. And we've gotten in majority of them. So
it's very hard in alcohol. For
exactly.
People who don't know.
Exactly. So very impressed by both of us and our team. We can't do that. We can't do it without them. But I think that was our biggest accomplishment of 2023.
How do you guys work so well together?
I mean, we're dressed the same right now.
Yeah, we literally like show up wearing the same thing half the time. We're like, we did it again.
Yeah. But I think we just worked so well together because we were colleagues first and then best friends second. So we knew we worked well together, and then we became best friends. So just knowing like how we think, how we work, all of that, I think that's just like really helped. Because if we were best friends first, I think it would be a little bit harder. But since we knew like, okay, she has a strong work ethic, like we can work well together.
It looks like we're together like all the time, 24/7. But like, we do like work out separately sometimes. And like,
sometimes. I always love
working from the office. Like, Alexis loves like a coffee shop, and then we'll like sync up in the middle of the day. Like, there's just things. Sometimes it's easier to kind of like brainstorm separately and then like come together and be like, this is why I think this is why I think this. And like, let's come together. And like, that's really helped us. It's more of just like learning like what works for each other. Like Alexis said, like, we worked together before, so it was really helpful when we started this because we already had that flow going for us.
How do you work through like disagreements?
We really, I mean, we have the same brain when it comes to creative, but whenever we have like a conflict or anything within the business, it's just kind of like talking through it. It's like, well, this is why, explaining why you think this way, and then listening to the other person and seeing their point of view and kind of like weighing the pros and cons and going from there.
Yeah. It's literally like we're going through therapy. It's like, yeah, it's like I feel this way
girlfriend.
Because and I let her go and then she's like, well, I feel this way because, and when you actually take a moment to like listen to someone else's point of view, it honestly gets both of us thinking, and like I would have never thought of it that way or like vice versa. And I think it's really helpful to actually listen. Like we both talk about not talking over each other, letting someone just like say their piece and then being able to digest it and then respond. And it's honestly just really helpful. And usually we will find, we'll come to a conclusion. Like once you hear two perspectives, I'm like, oh yeah, like that's way better. Or like vice versa. Or like, oh yeah, that was a good idea. It's just easier to talk about it.
Well, and we both have the same end goal at the end of the day. So that's obviously very helpful as well. I mean, we both want the business to succeed. We both have the same vision. So keeping that in mind while we're talking is very helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's like the most important part.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like we're competing against each other. It's literally like we both have the same goals and like we both want the company to succeed. So at the end of the day, whatever is best for the company, like that's what we're going to agree on. And like, it's okay if like she tries something and it doesn't work. Like we tried it and like I tried something, it doesn't work. Well, we tried it or maybe it did. Then it's like, okay, like I would have never thought that would
right,
work.
Exactly.
That was a really good idea. And like, that's back it's to like
trial and error.
Being in the first year, like we kind of both threw things out there and like saw what stuck and got to see like what really works. So now we can both make more like educated decisions of what's better and like what to push forward with. And it's so helpful, like having a year under our belts, just because even planning 2024, like we just have more insight of like what we want to do again, what we want to say yes
to. Like analytics and seeing like what actually works rather than like knowing our past or like knowing like seeing other companies and seeing what they do well. We actually see what did well for us in the past and we can plan for the future.
Yeah, it's so helpful.
When y'all are pulling like analytics, are you pulling like all of social, all of where it's selling the best? Like what, like get like very specific on what you pull to like have these meetings.
Yeah, I mean, we pull social media, we pull email, text message, sales, which stores, which markets are doing well.
Which flavors are selling the best? What, like we've taken notes throughout the year of like random things, like when we've asked people suggestions, like we kind of have
like
that.
When we do tastings, it's like, what do they like about Apri Hours? What do they don't like? Which flavor is their favorite? So it's just like really getting nitty gritty to the point where it's like, what are we missing?
Yeah. And what, so we know what to incorporate. That was our December like goal, was to kind of start pulling like all of these things. So when we are into, you know, this is going to be out in January. In January, we're kind of already hitting the ground running with. In February, we talked about.
I mean, we already have events like planned throughout March. Yeah, exactly. So
we know what we're doing when we're entering the new year. And it's just honestly a breath of fresh air that we're staying ahead of things and on top of things versus feeling like you're behind.
Separation year.
2024.
It really is. That's that I'm trying to be. Like, I'm really getting this together, you know?
Yeah.
Love it.
Do you guys have any good book recs to leave the audience with or any sort of like quotes? It doesn't have to necessarily be a book.
I would say, I mean, it's so cliche because we've been talking about it the whole time, but the 5 a.m. Club book is amazing. Okay. And I highly recommend it, especially if you are trying to get to that point. Read that book. I mean, after you work out, even if you work out at like 9 a.m., 10 a.m., read that book. And then that will motivate you to like start working out or like start just motivating you.
Yeah, I read a book. It's honestly really thin. It's like not, I don't even know how many pages it is, but you could finish it in a week. And it's called Miracle Morning. And like back on the 5 a.m. trend and like waking up early, that book is so motivating. If you like want something to help like put you into that morning routine mindset. Miracle Morning is a great, just like quick read to get through. And then I obviously love like my Daily Stoic, my Fire Lighters, just like a one pager to kind of get my day started. I feel like it's so helpful for me and it's just like easy. Anyone can do it. So something you should definitely incorporate into the new year.
I read both of those and that's what made me become a 5 a.m. morning girl.
Really?
So maybe I need to like bring them back. They're also short, so they're good for my really Goodreads short. Goal.
I know.
I'm trying to like cram in all my Goodreads.
I know. In January, I really do like to kind of reread things that have helped me like be motivated, like get motivated again, or just things that help me like.
Or it's like the pages that like you have highlighted in the past in your books, like going through and like looking at that, like you highlight it for a reason. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you forget about that. It's like, why am I highlighting this? Even if you like, you're not going to look back at it, like make sure to look back and like go through your highlights like and see like what inspired you and what motivated you from before.
My rec would be The Gap and the Gain. I actually think it's a really good thing to read at this time of year, especially if you're like overwhelmed and don't know, maybe like you're just overwhelmed with the new year and you have new year anxiety. It's really good and it teaches you how to like reframe thinking and it optimizes your thinking. You're reframing your thinking. This is all like buzzwords, but it helps you succeed more while also having a way healthier mindset.
Yeah.
And feeling better about yourself. So it's a good book.
Ooh, I love that.
I haven't read that.
Yeah, I'm going to read that.
I literally read it. Once I finished it, I reread it immediately. And like, I've never done that with a book ever and I read all the time. So
I
it was like,
love
so
love it.
Yeah.
So, I absolutely I'm going to read that. Starting next week, ordering on Amazon right now.
Yes, it's so good.
It's my phone.
Okay, where can they find y'all and Opera Hours?
So you can find us at Total Wine, Goody Goody, Tom Thumb, Central Market. But you can also order online in 48 states. So if you go to drinkoperahours.com, you can order online straight to your door and get it right then and there.
Yeah, and we're also giving Kinsey's listeners a code. So if you use Kinsey20 when you're checking out, you can get a 20% discount on your martinis, your merch, whatever it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, they actually have the cutest merch too. I mean, if you guys are watching on YouTube, you can see the hats, but
Espresso Martini Club.
They're so cute.
Yeah, that's another goal this year of 2024. We're going to have lots of fun Espresso Martini merch. So stay tuned.
Yay.
I love it.
Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you love this episode, please don't forget to leave a rating and review. It really helps the show grow. If you want to follow me behind the scenes, you can find me on Instagram or YouTube at Kinsey Elizabeth or on TikTok at Kinsey the Texan. I drop new episodes every Thursday and they're also available to watch on YouTube. Thanks so much for listening and I will talk to y'all next Thursday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.